another failed marriage. 2 years later, Comptoy would tell a judge that the end of his marriage and failures in attempts to earn a legitimate living had led him into another cycle of crime and a deep involvement with drugs. He was convicted of possession of heroin with intent to sell, and of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. He admitted he was addicted to the drug as well. I started selling my jewelry and other items I owned and refused to believe I was addicted, he wrote to the judge who would sentence him. I didn't know which way to turn. With the loss of everything, I started borrowing from business associates and friends until I had neither left. When I finally accepted the fact I was addicted, I started selling drugs to satisfy my addiction. Comptoy pleaded to be placed in a drug rehabilitation program instead of prison, but the judge sent him to prison for 3 more years. Comptoy was released from prison in 1977 and completed parole a year later. His activities, between then and last month's abduction in Chatsworth, are now being documented by homicide detectives. So far, I can't find anything legitimate about him, Detective Orozco said. What is known is that he moved to the San Fernando Valley, possibly to be closer to his 2 children who lived with his ex-wife in Van Nuys. Police said Comptoy was a transient, living at an ever-changing string of addresses. He may have worked at times as a laborer, and he received a monthly disability payment for reasons unclear to police. But detectives believe he largely supported himself as a burglar and scam artist. Some of Comptoy's activities are already on record. Deputy District Attorney Bradford Stone said Comptoy walked into a bank in the valley on November 5, 1983, and attempted to cash a forged check for $75,000. When the teller attempted to verify the check, Comptoy grabbed it back and left. Forgery charge. 3 years later, on November 7, 1986, Comptoy changed the date and took the same check into a bank in North Hollywood and deposited it in his account, Stone said. During the next week, he went to other banks in Los Angeles and cashed $75,000 in checks against the account. When police finally sorted it all out, he was charged March 18th of this year with grand theft and forgery. Police say Comptoy used the check scam money to buy $30,000 in gold and a new car. In January, he also bought a small motorhome, possibly with the same money. Released after posting $1,500 bail, Comptoy was arrested at least 2 more times. In June on suspicion of burglary, and in July on suspicion of driving a stolen car, before the abduction. Both times, he was released on bail. By summer, Comptoy was living in the brown-striped Roadstar motorhome and moving freely about the valley. Police said he was traveling with a companion, Marsha Lynn Erickson, though investigators have not discovered how or where they met. Erickson, police say, was a Los Angeles-born transient with a record of 12 arrests in the last decade on charges including prostitution, burglary, and drug possession. None of the arrests led to prison sentences. Police and court records show that she was placed on probation for at least one conviction and into drug treatment programs after another arrest. Erickson's father described her as a long-term heroin addict whose need for the drug overcame any attempts to help her. He spoke on the condition that he not be identified.